From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, the U.S. presidential election as it's viewed from around the world. We wondered what people overseas are making of the long primary process here in the U.S., or whether they even know who's running. So for the next few minutes, we'll be hearing from our reporters in four cities, London, Baghdad, Johannesburg, and Shanghai, where we begin our survey with NPR's Louisa Lim.
It's lunchtime at a busy McDonald's in Shanghai, and the burgers are selling like, well, hotcakes. But while diners here may be fans of American fast food, they're not necessarily followers of U.S. politics. Nibbling on her French fries, marketing executive Jolene Jing says she's a Hillary supporter.
It's good. She's a successful woman. I like her, actually, yeah.
And what about Obama?
Obama? I know nothing about him.
She's not alone. One survey of almost 5,000 Chinese indicates 60% support Hillary Clinton, 24% back Obama, and only 7% prefer John McCain. Yet Clinton's popularity is by default, since many Chinese can't even name any other candidates. Some of those who can, it seems, are swayed by style rather than substance, like insurance salesman Bo Kim Bai, who says he'd vote for Obama if he could.
Obama is a black man, and I think that he's young and strong.
The campaign has been gaining airtime in the state-controlled press. But strangely for a one-party state, the electoral process has been criticized as undemocratic. It's a game for rich people, according to China Business News, with campaign contributors spending money to defend their own interests. Meanwhile, World Knowledge magazine lashed out at the delegate system as unfair. When it comes to the official line, analysts say the Chinese government would prefer a Republican president. The recent uptick of China bashing during campaigning in Ohio is of little concern, analysts say, with simplistic campaign rhetoric increasingly divorced from the post-electoral nuances necessary for dealing with a rising superpower. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.